Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, because it is a toxic world out there. There's lots of toxic chemicals in the food we eat, the water we drink, consumer products in our homes, in our bodies, in our schools, in our workplaces. Seems like every place we go, everything that we touch might be toxic, and it's in the news every day. But there are many, many things that you can do to make your life toxic-free, remove toxic chemicals from your home, from your body, and that's what we talk about on this show. And today we're going to talk about toxic foods and how you can get the residuals of those toxic foods out of your body in 30 days. My guest is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She's the author of 5 books on the paleo diet and creator of the 30-day reset, an easy-to-follow, delicious plan that will detox and transform your body. And she's a board-certified, now get this, listen to all this. She's a board-certified naturopathic physician, board-certified chiropractic physician, certified nutrition consultant, certified in biological medicine, certified in Chinese medicine, and certified in first-line therapy, which is a program designed to help practitioners teach patients to reach their genetic potential through nutrition. So she's a very interesting person, and she's written some very, very interesting things about food and what we can do with our bodies. Thanks for being with me, Dr. Kellyanne.
Oh, it's a thrill to be here. As I've told you, I've been a fan of yours for many, many years. You provide the absolute top-notch, best out there when it comes to toxic-free living, and your website has been a great referral source for my patients for many years.
Thank you so much. So tell us how you got from, what inspired you to be interested in how food harms or helps your health?
Well, a couple of things. You talked recently about my degrees, and all of that doesn't really matter as much as spending time listening to patients. That has made the greatest difference and has been the heartiest education that I've had above and beyond all. It's been a matter of listening to patients, hearing, when you see patients, you pick up common trends. You start hearing the same things. You start seeing the same things. So you kind of put these pieces together. So it was that, in addition to what was going on with me and in my life, that really made an impact, really caused me to pull out what I call my ultimate Nancy Drew, to really dig in and find out what is our nutritional blueprint. Because, Deborah, I totally crashed. I hit rock bottom. I got in my 40s, and you have to understand, this is someone who has focused their entire life on consumer health in every way, shape, or form, in terms of education, in terms of having a clinic and seeing patients, extracurricular. My fun for me was reading the Diabetes Journal. It was not 17 magazine, and I kid you not. Fun for me has always been going to seminars and so forth where I learn more about this. I mean, it's in my blood. It's who I am. So when I got into my 40s and I crashed and I burned in every way possible, and I'm somebody who didn't smoke, drink, and do all of these things and eat a lot of toxic foods, I thought, oh my gosh, if this is happening to me, what does this mean for the rest of us?
Mm-hmm.
And what's causing me to crash and burn? My hair got thinner. My skin started losing all of its pallor. My skin went from being beautiful to not being good anymore. I started gaining weight like crazy. And the most important thing, vitality is how you really determine health, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You can be very fooled by how someone looks. It's really their cellular health, which we'll talk more about, which gives you that buoyancy in life, which gives you the vibration and says, I'm healthy. That's what does it, and that's what I lost. And that was my edge in life. I had buoyancy. I had vibrancy. I had great energy and effervescence, and that was gone. And
I totally understand. I went through a similar thing myself. And I'm very interested because in my life, early in my 20s, I became ill from toxic chemical exposure. And so when I started recovering from that, when you have something that's that dramatic, then you say, oh, well, the whole entire problem is this, and all I need to do is just recover from the toxic chemicals and I'll be healthy. And I did recover from the toxic chemicals. I've been living in a completely non-toxic home for so many years, but that didn't mean that it solved all my health problems.
Mm.
And what I have come to learn over the years is that it's not just about removing the things that are bad for you, but also giving your body the things that are good for it. And so
Even
though, like, you know, and I'm going to say something because I think that a lot of people do this, and that is that you think if all your attention is on toxic chemicals, then you say, well, I'm not going to eat any food additives. I'm not going to eat any pesticides. So if I eat everything that's organic, I'll be fine. And so then you go and you eat organic chocolate and organic potato chips. And
everyone listen carefully to this. After 20 years seeing people, what Deborah is saying is one of the most important things that everyone needs to hear. Exactly what you're saying.
Thank you. Thank you, because that's what I did. I said, it's organic, so it's okay. And I ate a lot of processed, packaged organic food. I spent a number of years writing about 300 recipes for using those great organic sweeteners in the natural food store. Whole food sweeteners, great. And yet...
I'm laughing because it's exactly why I crashed and burned in my 40s.
Yeah. And yet, this kind of this, and I ate soy earlier in my life, not so much later because I found that soy really messed up my hormones. But earlier in my life, I said, oh, we'll eat all these soy burgers and stuff like that. And it's just like one by one, I kept following what was the new thing in the natural food industry. And I'm saying industry in big emphasis. Because what we're about to talk about today has nothing to do with industry, but has everything to do with the way that we should be eating.
Yes, and you know, you brought up a lot of great points, and you know, that is what happened to me. And I think the most common problem that we have is when people go gluten-free and they say, well, as long as it's gluten-free.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And they buy packages of this and packages of that. And I will tell you, this all started with me, and I have to give you a little backstory, but I did a lot of fitness contests and so forth while I was in school. And it was very much a part of who I was at that time. And when I worked with a trainer, the first thing he did, a gym said, well, we want to sponsor you in this contest that we're having. So great. So we're going to have you work with somebody that we work with all the time that will help you get really lean and strong. The first thing this trainer said was, no gluten. Well, I couldn't believe what happened. I couldn't believe how strong, how lean, but most importantly, I had a health problem, a really terrible health problem called endometriosis, which means every month I was doubled over in pain. My mother was at her wit's end with me growing up because I would have to take 3-4 days off of school to manage this problem because it really was debilitating in every way. That went away. Completely dissipated.
Yeah.
That anchored me into thinking, wow, this is the way to go. This is the way to eat. I'm not eating gluten anymore. So I went about my life and bought all of my gluten-free foods and so forth, and hence the story goes forward. I crash and burn. So I said, well, I'm in the solutions business. This can't happen. I have to give people the right information, solid information, and research-based information. Everything I talk about, I can talk about in front of masses, groups of people, because I have science standing behind me. Solid science, not soft science, but solid science that says, in fact, that we do have a nutritional blueprint. There are ways that we can eat that work best with our body. And I think today, what I really would like to talk to people about is, you know, when you work with Deborah and you listen to her, she talks a lot about pesticides, heavy metals, you know, other industrial pollutants in addition to all of the other pollutants that she talks about in the home and everywhere. They exist, and there are ways to handle them. And Deborah has great programs to do so. But what I would really like to talk about today are dietary toxins, which are different.
And we're going to do that right after this message. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, and we're talking about real foods first. a diet that will make your body healthy. And we'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She's the author of 5 books on the paleo diet, and we're talking today about her 30-day reset program, where you can eat the proper foods and have your body do wonderful things. Dr. Kellyanne, before we go on, I just want to say, put in my 2 cents about the gluten-free diet and what I think is wrong with it. I actually think that I went through a similar experience with, I stopped eating gluten, and I have this ongoing thyroid problem, and even though I take a thyroid supplement, and I've done lots of things to detox my thyroid and everything, it still was just out of control, and the doctors couldn't figure out why my TSH was so high. And then I read a book about thyroid that talked about that you should go on a gluten-free diet, and I did. And within 30 days, instead of being abnormal, my TSH was normal. It was normal. Now, this is with the supplement, but remember before, taking the supplement wasn't fixing it. But what fixed it was the gluten-free diet. Now, but what fixed it was that I stopped eating gluten. But what people generally do is that they go out and buy all these gluten-free products that are basically made from starch.
They're made from potato starch, and they're made from corn and everything else that just crushes our what I call our internal terrain in every way.
Right. It's all processed foods. Mm-hmm. And even the other day, I bought some bean pasta made out of beans. And I thought, oh, this is great. And I ate them, and it made my blood sugar go way up.
Yep.
And I thought, what's wrong with this? And what's wrong with it, it isn't a bean. It's the starch from the bean without the rest of the bean. And so you have
to be
really careful when you buy all these packaged foods. In fact, I rarely buy packaged foods. I just eat whole foods. You can't because it's not a whole food. It's not real. They just take, and it says on the package, beans. It doesn't say bean starch. It says beans. This pasta is made out of beans.
Trickery at its finest. Trickery at its finest. That's why you really have to be able to navigate through the store. You are going to love this program. Your listeners are going to love this program because it really speaks to that. Because the 30-day reset really teaches us in every food group, what is the healthiest food that you can possibly give your body? And I determine that by what is going to reduce that inflammation? What is going to melt that inflammation out of your body? Because 1 in 5 now have autoimmune problems. You just talked about your thyroid. I mean, it's 1 in 5 now. That's crazy. I mean, diabetes, have all of these intestinal problems, Crohn's, colitis. It's a real problem. So you really have to melt that inflammation out of the body. You've really got to stabilize the blood sugar. So important. And probably the most important thing that you can do starting today is heal your gut.
So the foods
that, the foods that I recommend, I simply took all of the foods that are that you're programmed to eat, that you're genetically programmed to eat. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
The healthiest foods within those categories, feed your body with those. Feed your cells with these foods. Get the toxins out of your cells. Get the nutrition into your cells. And a lot of the success behind this program is in the simplicity, and also you get rid of what I call the dietary toxins.
Now, tell us about what a dietary toxin is.
Sure. Different than pesticides, heavy metals, other industrial pollutants, which this is not about that. This is about how food is metabolized and digested in your body, and if it's not done correctly, it becomes a toxin, because a toxin is anything that's capable of causing any kind of disease or damaging cells when it enters the body. And there are foods that damage cells when they enter the body. And I have my top 4 big hitters.
And what
are that they? Is wheat and grains, sugar, oil, bad oils. Let me clarify that. And I'll go through these. Bad oils and soy. getting rid of these four components, these four dietary toxins, and replacing them. That's the key. It's not about getting rid of. This is not about being extreme. This is not about having a difficult diet. This is about swapping. This is about this for that. So the dietary toxin, wheat, we talked a little bit about that. It really, you have to remember, in life, you know, as humans, we are designed to always look for balance and survival. So the balance is homeostasis. Our body, our brain is always scanning our body, looking for ways to find balance. And it's always striving for that survival. And the funny thing is, plants are no different. Plants compete for survival against predators, just like we do.
Hmm. I had never thought of that.
Yes. But see, animals can run away, but plants can't. Plants can't. So they developed a mechanism for protecting themselves. This is the interesting part. They're called anti-nutrients. And basically, a lot of these plants, like wheat, millet, rye, barley, they produce toxins that damage the lining of the gut. They also produce toxins that bind minerals, and you don't want that because that creates what you call nutrient deficiency. And when your body is deficient of nutrients, it is a Pandora's box. It's an open door for every modern-day disease out there. And also, they produce toxins that inhibit the digestion and absorption of protein. And we need protein to, you know, for about every cell and every structure of the body. So there really is problems with grain in terms of producing toxins that wreck your gut. And I talked about those three things, inflammation, gut, and blood sugar stabilization. So right off the bat, this, they really create terrible damage to the gut. So that's why you want to avoid that dietary toxin. And the other dietary toxin, and the, probably the most important to me, is when we talk about oils. You've got to swap out what we call the industrial seed oils for the healthier oils. So these industrial seed oils may surprise people that they're not healthy, and these are things like corn oil, cottonseed oil, soybean oil, safflower, sunflower. And it's the reason why is has a lot to do with the balance of omega-6 to omega-3. So the right balance is one-to-one. I mean, that's what our ancestors ate, a one-to-one balance. That's how we're really programmed. But that's not what we get anymore. Since the Industrial Revolution and these oils have come to be, these processed oils, we're now getting 25 times more of the bad fats, the bad oils, than we should be. And this is big trouble because this is inflammation.
We'll talk more about that after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. We're talking about her 30-day reset program. Stay tuned. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, and we're talking about her 30-day reset program. And you can go to her website. It's drkellyanne.com. And right at the top, you can get a free download of called 7 Steps to Paleo that will give a lot more details about this than I can we can give in just an hour on the radio. And right below that is the 30-day reset diet. And you so you can see right both of those right there. And that's drkellyanne.com. And right below that, it says, tune in to Toxic Free Radio.
Can't forget that.
And it shows all the TV shows that Dr. Kellyanne has been on, and one of them is Daytime. I've been on that show.
I noticed that we were both on that same show. We had the same interviewer as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell us about what we can actually eat on this diet. And yeah. I want everyone to know, I read this thoroughly, the whole 30-day reset thing, and it sounds delicious. And it's, you know, the thing that really appealed to me about it is that probably like a lot of you listening, I'm already eating a lot of these foods, but I'm also cheating. And I think, you know, if I eat this little bite of this one day a week or something, then it doesn't matter. But what it does matter, and you, what you learn in the reset program is how you really need to do it for 30 days and with no cheats, so that your body really goes through a whole transformation that it doesn't do when you eat even little tiny bits of those old foods that aren't good for you. And after I read this, I decided that I'm going to do the program for the next 30 days.
And coming from somebody like Deborah, who reads so much and has so much thrown at her desk, that's a huge compliment, I have to say.
Thank you.
I'm as excited as you are. I am as excited as you are because I know it's going to happen. I know the magic's going to happen. And you know, you had talked about, well, if a little bit of this, a little bit of that. One of the most important things that you can create, and I tell this to patients all of the time, is something called food values. And when you really key in and lock into this and start really understanding that, you know, my whole thing here is about getting rid of all the confusion, all the clutter in your diet. Get rid of it all. Nothing's fatty. This is not trendy. This is good old back to nature foods, the foods that we ate that got us healthy before we started cluttering up our diet. That's right. All this is. And right. We talk about having a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Well, for these 30 days, you've got to white knuckle it. For these 30 days, if you go to day 4, you say, well, there's a wedding this day. I'm having a piece of wedding cake. Sorry, Buster. It's back to day 1.
Yeah, it really is because, I mean, that's what I do. I keep thinking about, you know, I've been studying food for a long time. I started cooking when I was 6, and I love to eat. And I used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. We had plenty to eat, plenty of restaurants to go to, not so much here in Florida. But, I mean, food is, it's a pleasure for me. It's something I love to cook. I love to eat. It's a social thing. It's, you know, we all have our favorite foods from the past. We have our comfort foods. We have the foods our grandmothers made. And yet, what we need to do in order to be healthy is we need to just eat the way nature, what nature provided for our bodies to eat. And it's not industrialized food. It's not factory farm food. It's
absolutely
really,
not.
It's as close as you can get to nature is really it. So I've known this for a long time. I've read a lot of books. I totally agree with the idea. But what ends up happening for me is that it's really hard for me to go to that party and not just eat all this free food. And I think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just tonight and tomorrow I'll go back on my diet. And that has helped, but it has not given me breakthroughs, you know. And
well, you need the tips, the tricks, and the traps.
Yeah. Yep. That, and yeah. And I need to know that I'm on a program that I'm going to do it for 30 days. And I'm not just saying, well, this is how I'm going to eat Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, you know, there are actually diet books that say, stay on this diet for 6 days. And on the 7th day, you can eat anything you want.
Step into the common sense corner of our brain. Is that nonsensical to you, or is it just me?
Well, they tell you that you should do this so that your body will keep burning the fat and that you won't go into, you know, that plateau mode. But it's not giving you the transformation. I really got it when I read your material that there is a transformation, and it comes from your body releasing all this toxic stuff and getting into. You know, when I, we're going to have to go to break pretty soon, but I just want to say, you said something earlier about our intestines, our guts. Every single person on the planet, unless you've done something to heal your intestinal flora and fauna, everybody has a messed up gut. Everybody.
Well, let me just piggyback off of that. I want everyone to get a visual, and that is your intestines are about 25 feet long, and that's about 10,000 square feet of surface area, and within it, there are literally trillions. I mean, listen, trillions of cells. So this is a really big deal, and if they are not locked in and strong and like an army, working like an army for you, you're in trouble. Because inside your gut, there's something called Peyer's patches. And these are your immune guards. This has everything to do with immunity. You can look at someone's skin when you're trained in my business. You can look at someone and you know the health of their gut by the way they look on the outside. It has a huge impact. And I love what you said. Yes, everyone, if you've had modern day foods, your gut is wrecked.
Everybody, and it's not just the foods, it's also the toxic chemicals, because what happens is as your body processes the toxic chemicals, they go through your liver and then they go through your intestines. That's
yes.
how they get out of your body.
Yes.
If your intestines are not working to move this stuff along, the waste from your foods and the toxic chemicals, it all goes through your gut. And if you have like leaky gut syndrome or something, those toxic chemicals just go right back into your body. If the stuff is sitting in your gut and
hence
not
the autoimmune
out,
problem.
It,
hence
yep,
the autoimmune.
And, yeah. And so it's like there are these very simple things that, like having gut problems, with which everybody does unless you fixed it, from all these exposures that everybody just has in normal life, then it, that if you don't fix it, then it results in all these illnesses. And the interesting thing to me is that there are simple things that you can do, like the diet that we're about to talk about, and removing toxic chemicals from your life, and doing those simple things fixes everything.
Everything.
Yes. Yes.
It's what I call the magic. I always say, just hang tight and wait for the magic to happen. I can't wait. I want to tell you a little bit about my patient, Drew, when we get back, because it really is an astonishing story.
Right. But we will hear about Drew. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. Her website is drkellyanne.com, and you can go there and find out all about what we're talking about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, and we're talking about her 30-day reset diet program, which I announced I'm going to go on. I'm actually starting today. I already started, and when we get off the air here, I'm going to go have my salad for lunch with protein. So basically, the foods that you get to eat, because you get to eat a lot of different foods, you get to eat vegetables, of course, non-starchy vegetables, but there's a lot of vegetables, and salad can be really fun. You can eat fruits, fresh fruits. You can eat proteins. You can eat seeds and nuts, but no beans, no cheese, no sugar, no sweetener of any kind, only fruit. Did I get all that right?
So sweeteners and so forth, we talk about how to, in our Paleo for Life program, which is coming out, what to do after the 30 days.
Yeah.
Similar to the 30 days, but you really get to have what we call fun. You really get to have fun with all of these foods and expand upon these foods. You know, there really is
let's just stick to eat.
Let's
just stick to the 30 days, because that's where we are now.
Yeah,
so let's
yeah,
not get
of course.
Confused. So first, it's pretty limited for the 30 days, but you do get to eat fruits and vegetables, and fresh fruits and vegetables. You can cook them. You can have spices and herbs and protein and nuts and seeds. And that's a lot of food. There's a lot you can do with that. And if you, like, I've been cooking since I was six, so I know a lot about cooking, and I feel comfortable just taking any list of foods and doing anything that I feel like with them. But if you're not that experienced with cooking, Dr. Kellyanne gives you, she gives you the shopping list. She gives you recipes. They all look delicious. Anybody can really do this. So she's just given you every detail so that even if you don't know how to cook or anything, you can do this. And,
yeah.
So. I'm going to be doing it, and I'm going to be blogging about it on my website every day. I'll tell you what I'm eating, what I'm doing with the foods, how I'm doing, how much weight I've lost, et cetera. So join me. You can do it, too.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. We're going to have a really good time. And I can't wait until the results come. And so we eat a lot, like you said, we're eating a lot of fresh, lean proteins. We're eating vegetables, both starchy and non-starchy vegetables. There are some approved starchy vegetables. A great one is sweet potatoes. We talked earlier about, you know, trying to find pasta, trying to get that pasta-like dish. Being Italian and growing up on the stuff is something that I had to find, if not this, then that. And for me, having spaghetti squash, really terrific. Making some of that spaghetti squash, you shred it super easy with a fork, put some wonderful sauce on top of it, I have to tell you, what a great meal. And for those out there that are involved in any kind of activity, working out or sports, nothing fuels your body and gets that glycogen back into your muscles, refuels your body, like having some sweet potato or spaghetti squash. Pumpkin's another one. You know, there's even jicama. If you haven't tried jicama, what a great vegetable. Isn't it wonderful?
I do.
And, it adds a lot of crunch in a salad.
Yeah.
And it gives you kind of that sweet flavor. Kohlrabi is another one. If you haven't tried kohlrabi, it's really cool to go out and try some new vegetables. Kohlrabi is another one. It's another starchier vegetable that gives you kind of a sweet, crunchy tang. And I can't tell you how many people I've turned on to it. They just absolutely love it. But there's all kind of ways that you can get these approved starchy vegetables, and that's what keeps you going. That's what gives you the energy that you need to keep refueling and to keep going. And then you have your healthy fats. Your healthy fats are a really important part of this. And when you start feeling like you need, like you have cravings and so forth, there's nothing like these healthy fats that really gets you grounded. It takes those cravings away, makes a huge difference. And again, we talked about the gut. The healthy fats really get in there and
they
rock solid.
Tell us what the healthy fats are. Tell us what the healthy fats
are.
Sure.
One of my favorites is the coconut fats. I absolutely love coconut fats for a couple of reasons. And I'm talking about coconut chips, which are absolutely delicious. And I can tell you a quick and easy snack to make with them. Absolutely fantastic. I also love to cook with coconut oil. That's a really good one. You can add coconut milk. I like the full fat version. It's important because the full fat versions actually are the ones that don't have any of the stabilizers or anything else in them. Mm-hmm. They're just plain coconut milk. These are so good for healing the gut. They're so good for making the skin beautiful. I call it, almost every station I go on, I have to mention this because women want to hear this particularly. It's like the natural wrinkle eraser. It makes
Yeah.
We need that, right?
We do.
And it makes your eyes pop and white. And Deborah, you know better than anyone on the planet. This is happening because the toxins are leaving your body.
Right. That's
the toxins
exactly
are
right.
leaving your body, and you're getting that glow, you're getting that sheen, and coconut helps get you there. But the most important thing about coconut oil is that you can crank that sucker up. You can crank the heat up when you are cooking, and you will not destroy the oil. It can take a very high heat. You know, we're talking now about smoke points. But basically, you can just turn the heat up really high so you don't have to worry about damaging the oil. Why don't you want to damage the oil? Because the oil oxidizes, it gets rancid, and rancid oils mean rancid bodies. And when we think of rancid bodies, we think of inflammation. One of those top three tier things I always talk about blood sugar, healing the gut, and inflammation. Those three, we have to combat those three things. It's necessary to be healthy beings. So that we have to be careful. I love olive oil. It's a great oil. But here's the thing. It's a drizzle oil. You can't heat the oil up very high with olive oil. Very low temperature with olive oil, or it oxidizes. Mm-hmm. That's a fact that most people, I think, you know, when I speak to people in public, they're always surprised to know that. Yes, that you have to watch and understand a little bit about smoke points. Some oils are better to cook with than others, and I love cooking with coconut oil for that reason. It's just not a concern. Also, in terms of dairy, the one form of dairy that I find people can have on this 30-day reset, and the only kind that people can generally tolerate fairly well, is butter from grass-fed cows. And the reason
why—that's exactly what I eat—is butter from grass-fed cows.
That's and it's perfect. And the reason why it works is because it's got CLAs. Yes, isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
but it's got CLAs, conjugated linoleic acids. And these not only are not only an amazing cancer-fighting agent, but they also help you tolerate it, the butter. And ghee is actually the butter with all of the milk solids out.
Yeah.
And you can put that sucker on the highest temperature. You're not going to destroy the ghee. You're not going to destroy the butter from grass-fed cows. You're not going to destroy the coconut oils. They make you look and feel great. So I'm a huge proponent.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but we only have about 3 minutes left in the show,
okay.
And I know you want to talk about Drew.
I do. I want to just say quickly, if you're thinking about the 30-day reset, I wish I had Drew with me right now because he would tell you how amazing it is. He had a blood sugar of 353. As he called it, I didn't. He said it. I was heading for disaster. His wife, who's a nurse, called me from the parking lot of the hotel, freaking out, afraid that she was going to lose her husband of, I think, 33 years of marriage, 3 beautiful children. She was completely distraught. When I told her, just food, Pam. We are going to cure this with just food. Trust. Believe. And she did. And I'm so thankful she did because he's lost over 100 pounds and has completely normal blood sugars. He lost quite a bit over the 30 days. He continued on past the 30 days because he said, there's no way I'm going back. I can't believe the way I feel. He said, and I've never had normal blood tests in my entire life. They're all coming back normal, to the dismay, total dismay of all of my physicians. There's no way I'm going back. 100 pounds thinner, looks amazing, feels yeah. good. It was a huge success.
It's so amazing about how toxic industrialized food is and what will happen to your body when you stop eating it. And it goes beyond the toxic chemicals that are in it, to just how denatured is probably a good word.
I love that word.
It's just like all the life goes out of the food. And if you eat whole, real, organic food, pasture-fed, all those kinds of things, your body will respond to those foods being alive and having the nutrients in them that nature intended to feed the body that nature designed that you have. And I can't say enough to emphasize that. Any time in my life when I have like really focused on doing that and just forget about the industrial stuff, my body always gets better. And so now I'm going to do this for 30 days and we're going to see what happens. Dr. Carrie Ann, thanks so much for being on the show with me. Again, you can go to drkellyann.com and you can get the free download of 7 Steps to Paleo.
Can I say one thing, Deborah?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm offering a special on my 30-day reset for Deborah's listeners. It is till the end of the month, and you put in the code TOXICFREE. So you go on to the 30-day reset on my website, drkellyann.com. You'll see it right on the front page, 30-day reset. Hit that button. When you go to buy, hit in TOXICFREE, and this is only for Deborah's listeners.
Good. And you can also go to toxicfreenutrition.com on my website, and you can read an article by Dr. Kellyann. And starting tomorrow, I'll have posts on my food blog at deborahshomecooking.com about my experiences doing this every day for the next 30 days. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd.